So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.
Time is running out. If you haven't gone online and voted in the Harford County Living Community Choice Awards yet, do so. You have up until February 28th. You could pick things such as, what is your favorite local ice cream stop? What is your favorite local coffee place? Who is your favorite local radio personality? Keep in mind, the key word here is local. And when I say local, we mean local. None of these franchises, so I'm not going to mention any names here, but you know the deal. Support local. That's the key. That's why we do this. So go on HarfordCountyLiving.com. You have until February 28th to vote for your favorites. As I'm sure you all know, each week on HarfordCountyLiving.com, we feature an artist of the week, whether it be a photographer, a painter, a dancer, an author, or even a musician. We consider that art. We were fortunate enough to have a young lady from Harford County come up and visit, because she's actually living in Nashville now, and sit down with us and record this episode of Harford County Living. So sit back and enjoy and hear how this young lady started at the age of 5 and is now living in Nashville, working for BMI and playing on the stages down there. And you know what? I have a funny feeling within the next few years, you're going to see her on stage with Chris Stapleton. So in this episode, we have singer, songwriter, musician, Piper Bateman.
You are listening to the Harford County Living Podcast with Rich Bennett. Thank you for coming, and please send any suggestions or comments to podcast@harfordcountyliving.com. The Harford County Living Podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes can be found at harfordcountyliving.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorites, RSS feed, or iTunes. All links are in the show notes. Now let's join Rich Bennett and his special guest.
To welcome everybody to the Harford County Living Podcast. We are fortunate today. We have a local artist from Harford County that has moved to Nashville, what, a year ago?
A little over a year ago.
And we were lucky enough to, she's up visiting for the holidays, and it's like, you got to come in here. So she agreed. Piper Bateman is on with us. And if you haven't heard of her name yet, believe me, you will. Extremely talented musician, songwriter.
Yeah.
And God only knows what else she does. But thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
I have to ask, of course, you know, first question with any musician. How old were you when you started and why?
Sure. So I started playing music when I was 5 or 6 years old. I started playing violin first.
Okay.
So my first instrument was violin, and I played all through high school, actually, but started with private lessons, and that's how I learned to read music. And I feel like violin really created my knack for string instruments.
Makes sense.
Now I play guitar and played ukulele, and I'm learning banjo. And but I have a really hard time with anything else. Like, I can't pick up piano for the life of me. Yeah, I think I'm just super string-oriented. I don't know.
You still play violin?
I picked it up here and there, but I wouldn't say I play it all the time. I would like to
really like learn how to fiddle now that I live in Nashville, but there's just not enough time.
How much harder is it for the banjo?
Banjo is 4 strings. They're tuned differently. It's a whole different instrument than guitar, but I think it's kind of the concepts that will make it a little bit easier.
One thing I've always loved was banjo.
Yeah, it's a great sound.
Wouldn't be able to play one, but always loved it. Yeah. And at 5 years old?
Yeah, so I started, I guess my parents, the story is they asked me, or I told them I wanted to play an instrument, and they gave me a few choices, and we just went with violin. And I played in the orchestra in elementary school, middle school, while doing private lessons, and then started guitar at 12. 11 or 12.
You also played solo at Crash Hour Auditorium at 6 years old.
What?
Luckily, my mom's here to recall these things.
I got to say kudos to your mom, first of all, because if my daughter would have came to me at 5 and said, I want to play an instrument and violin was a choice, I would have said, no, you can play the kazoo.
I mean, well, I thought the violin was easier than having to go buy a piano.
But definitely a lot smaller.
Yeah, that was it.
But did it sound like cats, screaming cats when she first started?
Good.
Really? So you picked it up pretty quick then?
I guess so, yeah.
I mean, enough that her teacher put her on stage solo in front of adults at 6.
God, that is awesome. So then, all right, what year or what age did you start playing guitar?
That was around 11 or 12.
11 or 12.
I think 12.
Self-taught, or did you take lessons from
I took lessons from Jim Boley, who is a guitar teacher in Harford County. He's amazing. He's taught me everything I know from then on about music and music theory and guitar, and we even did songwriting together, and he's still my music mentor, like, today. I just saw him in Nashville, actually.
Really?
A few weeks ago. He came to visit, yeah. So,
do me a favor. Explain to everybody, because a lot of people don't understand music. What is music theory?
Music theory is the science behind music. It's numbers. Really hard to explain to, like... It's really the science behind music and how chords are made and how what makes music sound good.
So technically, if you're going to be a musician, it's something you should definitely take.
Yeah, it helps a lot.
I have to agree with you there.
It really makes... It makes sense why certain chords sound good together and certain melodies sound good with certain chords due to the science behind music.
That's one of the things. Numbers and one of the things I give my son kudos to, for. He did actually take music theory, and I think that helped improve.
Yeah.
You listen to some of these punk rock artists, I don't think they know what music theory is. So.
Yeah.
All right, so you did that. And then in high school, you were playing in a local band, right?
Yeah, so in high school, I was the lead singer of Crying Out Loud. We were a rock cover band. We played all kinds of rock music and pop rock, from Bon Jovi to Guns N' Roses to No Doubt. We played everything.
Oh, wow.
So we played around Harford County, like you said, First Fridays, and we played at Looney's, and we played at, I don't even know.
A lot of the clubs in Harford County.
And we were all really young. I was the youngest, I believe. And I was 16, 17 at the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so you did that. Then went off to college, right?
Then I went to college after high school. And I went to St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia.
Okay.
I did not know. I think I was just too young to kind of commit to moving super far away for music at that time. I didn't know really what I wanted to do. I knew I loved music, and I knew I would always play music, but I just think you're just so young when you're 17 trying to pick a college. So I picked a college that kind of had, it was liberal arts, and they had a bunch of different options, so I ended up majoring in communication studies. And then I did a double minor in music and music industry. So the music minor was playing music and singing, and I took different various lessons of different instruments, and then the music industry was music business classes.
And that's what you're in now.
And now I work in the music business.
Really? Not just as a musician, but doing what?
So I currently work at BMI, which is Broadcast Music Incorporated.
Really?
Yeah. And that's what I do full-time. Many people don't know that I actually have a real job. But the Nashville scene, music scene, is very, very interesting, and most people don't know that you don't make money playing music in Nashville. So <No. laughs> it's really hard to, and for the first 6 months when I lived there, I didn't have a full-time job. I worked at a restaurant and played music full-time. You don't get paid, so you only make tips from the tourists that are visiting Nashville. If you're playing on Broadway,
right.
I should specify. So that's what I did full-time, and it was awesome, and I learned so much in those 6 months, but I was really craving a steady job and a steady lifestyle, and there's not really a schedule when you're playing on Broadway, and you never know how much...
It's hard to have a living just making tips.
Right. So it was definitely a learning experience, and I really wanted to put my degree to use that I worked really hard for in college, so started applying and networking, and kind of applied to a bunch of jobs and ended up meeting somebody who connected me with BMI, which is where I'm at now.
And you're playing everywhere, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're still playing the clubs down there.
Yeah.
And then when you come up here, you're playing the clubs.
Yeah.
But you're not in a band now, right? You're strictly solo.
No, yeah, I'm a solo artist now. So when I play here, I just play by myself with my acoustic guitar. And then when I play in Nashville, it varies. I could play just by myself.
Right.
There's things called songwriter rounds, and that's where it's about an hour slot, and you sing your only original music, and you're set up with a few other writers, and you play at a venue, whatever that may be, and you each play in a round, so you'll each take a turn playing a song, and it goes in a round.
That's awesome. Way,
yeah, it's really cool. So that's something I do in Nashville quite often. And then I play on Broadway, which is the main strip of clubs.
Right.
In downtown Nashville. And that's where you make the tourist money.
Now, are you still playing The Rock?
With bands, yeah. So I'm the front man of of the band.
Front woman.
Front woman of, yeah, cover bands down there.
But you're still playing the rock and pop rock and all that.
Yeah, it's mostly like country, southern rock, and some pop.
Well, that's all I think, because Nashville, a lot of people think if you're in Nashville, it's strictly country.
It's really not. There's a lot of rock. It's really party music, like kind of what you would think of as a wedding band set list. People want to dance. I mean, we definitely throw a lot more country in than, I guess, your typical wedding set list, but it's really all about requests, because, like I said, that's how the musicians on Broadway make their living,
right?
Is taking requests and playing whatever the crowd wants to hear.
See, that's awesome, too, because how many musicians do you see that actually play requests?
Well, tell me when your first boss on Broadway gave you a list.
Yeah, so when I first started playing, they gave us a set list of 200 to 300 songs that we kind of had to know.
Wow.
The general hits, I guess you could call it. And then you're kind of supposed to, the longer you're there, the more songs you're supposed to be able to just play right off the bat.
So it's like you're in college again, because you're learning. I mean, how long does it take bands just to learn one set list?
Well, that's the thing, so I don't have a set band.
Right.
So everybody who's a working musician is their own solo like entity. So there's a drummer that gets called to show up to a 10 o'clock slot. There's a bass player that gets called. And most of the time, I don't know them. So you just go up there on stage and you shake hands. And you all know that set list that you were given whenever you started. And I call out the songs and they play the song, and everybody just knows their part and it just meshes together. I mean, granted, of course, there are plenty of times where, you know, we have to fumble through something or somebody requests a random song and they pay us a lot of money, so we play it anyway, and we've never played it before.
That's the way jam sessions should really be. You know?
It is. It's a constant jam session, and you get such a sense of, like, you're so proud of yourself when you get through a song.
Yeah.
You've never even met these people before.
That is awesome.
So it is really a lot of fun.
How come they don't have anything like that up here?
I have no idea.
Well, you need to do that.
Because people get paid here. You get paid hourly here.
Right.
And because there's not as many musicians.
True.
Yeah.
Now, how old were you when you started writing songs? Well, if you tell me five, I'm done.
No. I have to admit that writing is something that I'm still definitely learning and working on, and it was never my strongest field in music whatsoever. I'm definitely more confident in my musician ability, like my ability to sing and my ability to play guitar. Right. Writing is something I've always was a lot less confident in, but moving to Nashville has really helped with that a lot. But I started, I guess you could say,
13.
Writing, yeah, 13 or, you know, in my young teens, but seriously writing, really not until I moved to Nashville.
Now, strictly lyrics, or are you actually writing the notes and everything?
Oh, full songs, yeah.
Full songs, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that part.
The music comes a lot easier to me than the lyrics.
Okay. Yeah. I could write down lyrics, but yeah, I couldn't, when I was playing, I couldn't write a note. When you started, I mean, five, I guess it's kind of hard to say who was your influence at five, but to, I guess as you get older, because you're learning more music, mm-hmm. more musicians, who was your biggest, one of your biggest influences?
Yeah. Well, I consider, you know, one of the things that an artist has to discover is what their sound is, because that's what makes you unique and stand out, and especially in Nashville, and there's a million blonde songwriters that are my age. It's really important to figure out what your sound is, and if your sound's unique, then that, you know, helps you get noticed. But I've always considered my sound to be a little bit more soulful and more bluesy, rock. I guess I have kind of a raspy voice. And so I always think that my influences are like the rockers. Janis Joplin. And, you know, now that I'm playing a lot more country, and I love country, Bonnie Raitt is amazing. And then there's Sheryl Crow, who's a mix of everything. She's got the rasp, but she's also has the pop and a little bit of country. And I think that's kind of the sound that I go for sometimes as well. So, and then there's Miranda Lambert, who is strictly country, but she also has the rock aspect that I really love. So those are some main female influences that I always kind of stick to.
Alright, so singing wise, oh my god, Janis.
Yeah.
And Bonnie Raitt, I love. What about as far as guitar? Oh, you can throw Bonnie Raitt in there too.
Yeah, well, she's incredible.
One of the greatest,
yeah,
I think, female guitarists.
Yes, yeah, her slide guitar is incredible. Well, I think just I learned guitar to accompany my singing.
Okay.
Because I wanted to be able to, you know, go out and play by myself, and piano wasn't an option for that. So I think that my guitar playing, I think it's pretty great, but thanks to my guitar teacher, who I, like I said, owe all of my skills to. But I don't model my guitar playing off of anyone.
Okay.
I think I'm more of a singer-songwriter and guitar player.
So you're yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's why my son gets mad at me when I say Stevie Ray Vaughan reincarnated. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not myself. So, how often do you get back up this way into Harford County to play? Especially now that you're living in Nashville.
Yeah. Well, definitely over Christmas. So that's at least once a year. Hopefully more. My first year in Nashville, I didn't come home as much just because I was spending so much time networking. I moved there not knowing a single person.
That's got to be hard.
It was hard. Definitely hard at first, but I spent a lot of time just trying to meet people.
Right.
So that kind of hindered me coming home more often. But 2019, I would definitely like to come home a little bit more now that I have my vacation days with work and, yeah.
Isn't it nice you get a full-time job and you get that vacation built up?
Yeah, it is nice.
I'm going out.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, I was going to say, do you drive up or do you fly up?
I fly. 14 hours.
You fly with your friend that's a flight attendant, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I fly. It's an hour and 15-minute flight. It's super easy.
Is it me or does it seem like Harford County lately is turning out more musicians?
I think more and more
are coming out.
Noticing them more? I don't know any young...
Well, the only other one I can think of that's just as young as Piper is Chris. Well, actually, he might be younger. Chris Monahan?
Yeah, he's a few years younger than me.
And Liz Cooper. Yeah, which I think Liz is about your age, maybe a little bit older.
She's a year older than me. She's well, she goes really by
Liz Cooper.
Well.
Yeah, Liz Cooper and the Stampede.
She's in Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emma Conner. She's from,
yeah, actually, her father used to be in the Job of the Alliance Club, actually.
Cool. Yeah, she's really doing well for herself. She's touring. Yeah. And yeah. She's a different genre, but.
She is, but it's great to see that it's still.
Oh, yeah.
You're
breeding.
More and more. Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, we're showing my true age, but, I mean, growing up, I remember, you know, you had going to Hammer Jacks and all that, but. Not as much country. It was more rock, you know, Kicks.
That country
Crack the Sky, the Ravens, all them.
In the last decade, I think, country. Because I never listened to country, but the young people started listening to it, like, in the last 10 years, I think.
All right, I got to ask you this about country. Today's country or true country?
Definitely.
Country western or today's country?
Definitely true country, country western. Okay. I don't really listen to... Today's country, it's pop. I mean, there's
with a couple exceptions, like Chris Stapleton.
Correct, and he is my all-time favorite.
Is he really?
I'm a huge Chris Stapleton fan, yeah. I've seen him a few times live. He's incredible. Him and his wife, oh, they're amazing. But she's a great, phenomenal singer, by the way.
But she's a musician, too. Musician.
She sings, sings harmony with him.
She's always the female on stage with him. That's
really?
And I was actually listening to a different podcast that was talking about how she... was trying to be her own artist and just didn't. There's just women in the music, especially country music industry. Right. I mean, it's horrible right now in Nashville. I mean, there's articles every day about how the charts it's all men.
Really?
I mean, I think there was one, it hit a record. It was like the least women on the charts since 1990 something.
I was going to say, because it seemed like there in the 90s,
yeah.
There was
Faith
a ton
Hill
of them.
And, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like Faith Hill, Martina McBride.
Not anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, tons. But yeah, so it's an issue right now, especially in the music business. And so. I'm not even sure where I was going at with that.
We're talking about Chris Stapleton and his wife.
Oh, Chris Stapleton, yeah. His wife, I guess she was trying to pursue her own artist career and just didn't make it. Wow. And she's super talented.
Well, he was writing for years first. Right?
Yeah, he was a writer first, yeah.
Man, see that?
Yeah.
You keep the writing going. You never imagine.
Yeah, that's how a lot of writers who want to be artists, they kind of start out with writing and... get discovered through one of their songs and then become an artist. But
just saying, maybe at the next CMT Awards, Chris Stapleton will call you up to perform with him. And then after you get up from fainting.
Right. I would probably faint.
Now, any advice to any young... Because, I mean, if young musicians, a lot of them give up too quickly. Yeah. Obviously, you haven't. So any advice for any of them out there?
I mean, it's definitely really hard to continue and not quit. I mean, there's been plenty of times where, mostly in that, here I come home and I feel so much more, there's not as many musicians, so it's a lot easier to be heard and, you know, get your music out to people. But when you go to Nashville, you realize that there's so much talent in this world. In that city alone, and there's so much competition, and you kind of just have to not think about it that way and just put that aside and stick with what you love. And if you really love it, you won't stop doing it, because you'll realize so quickly how unhappy you are without music in your life. And I think even when I started with my full-time job and I wasn't playing music full-time, when I say full-time, like 5 or 6 days a week, now I only play once or twice a week. And I realized it was a huge adjustment for me, and I realized I need to be able to play as much as I possibly can, even if I'm working a 40-hour work week, because it's part of you. And I think if the passion's there, then you won't.
You're not
going to
give it up.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
All right, 2019, first album.
Oh gosh, I don't know about an album, but I'm hoping maybe something concrete to give to people, maybe like an EP or just some demos.
Even if it's one digital download.
Yeah,
or something.
Definitely a single. I don't know. But yeah, I definitely have some songs that I've written now with actually another fellow Harford County Nashvillian. Her name's Julian Irwin, and she is a few years older than me, but she's lived in Nashville since college. She went to Belmont. And her and I connected just knowing each other, not well. We didn't know each other hardly at all, but, you know, from both being from Harford County. And we write together at least once a month now with her and then our other writer friend named Lenny Martelli. He's from Philadelphia. He lives in Nashville, too, and we write together really well, and we've written some amazing songs that I'm really excited about, so.
How do you do, because, I mean, I used to write a lot when I was younger, mm-hmm. when I played, and I found it harder to write with other people than writing by myself.
I completely disagree with that.
Really? You find it a lot easier?
It's a lot easier to just bounce ideas off of each other. Yeah, so you kind of go into, it's called You Have a Right. It's like the weirdest thing. Like, I never even knew it was a thing until I got to Nashville. And you set up a meeting. It's basically like a session, a writing session with people. And you could know them. You could not know them. I've written with strangers before. And you set up a time and you meet in somebody's house, or there's writing rooms all over Nashville. It's just basically a room with chairs. And you bring your guitar or not, and some notebooks and computers, and you bring your ideas that you have, and you just kind of bounce them off of each other, and then you pick one that works, and you go from there.
Boy, networking down there is a lot different than everywhere else, isn't it?
It's because everyone has talent there.
Yeah.
Man.
It's crazy. It's really crazy, and it's crazy how fast you can write a full song, like, you know, bridge, choruses, verses, we finish songs in under 2 hours, and you walk out of there, and you feel so accomplished. It's like, you did everything you needed to do that day. You got it all done. It's the best feeling.
They're really good.
Yeah. And there's times you'll go into a write and you won't finish a song. And you'll say, oh, okay, we'll stop here because you just can't. If you hit a breaking point, you just can't do it anymore. And you come back and reconvene, and usually you can finish it. And if not, then you start something new.
You always carry a notepad nowadays,
phone. It's really my phone, yeah. Okay. I'll sing into my phone and, like, just random la-la-las and bring that to a write, or people will write down title ideas and bring those, and it's really, really cool. I mean, I struggled writing alone before Nashville, and, I mean, I only had a few songs that I would even play out publicly. Well, you're hard on yourself, I think, when you're an artist, but now I have a lot more, and I just can't wait for more and more to come in 2019.
Right. I think it will.
I hope so.
And we know once that the first EP, CD, I don't even know what they call it now, vinyl's back, so we could say album, is released. I just have a funny feeling that you're going to be going around the States and everything.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's my prediction. I say within 5 years, Stapleton's going to have you up on stage with him.
Oh, my goodness.
You watch. See, and then you're up there saying, Rich Bennett said this would happen.
That's my only hope.
It'd be like,
that would make my life, yeah.
Make a lot better. So now, are you planning on staying down in Nashville, or?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I have no idea what the future has in store, but I'm loving it. And like I said, I like my job. I work for songwriters during the day, and at night I'm playing, and on the weekends playing and writing whenever I can. Right. So it's always busy, then you never run out of things to do. But yeah, I love it. So
and BMI, that's the same one. It's BMI ASCAP that handles the music licensing, right?
Yep.
They're competitors, but
yeah. So BMI ASCAP, CSAP.
Competitors, unless you're a venue where you have to pay those licensing fees.
Yeah,
right?
So I work on the other side. So there's a licensing department who they collect the money from the venues or radio stations or whatever that play the music, and then I work for the writers, so I'm basically an account manager. So I'm managing songwriters' accounts and working with their business managers and their finance people, and making sure that their songs are inputted into our system correctly. And then I also run our Billboard charts. That's probably my favorite part of the job, is I receive the charts that come out each week and then go through and kind of pick out which songs have our BMI writers on there and make sure that their information is set up with the songs correctly. So
you can, I mean, that's a good company to hook up with, because you can make a career out of that.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going anywhere.
Mm-mm.
It's the biggest one in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an amazing company.
I'm moving to Nashville. Can you do a job there?
Who knows? Maybe I can refer you.
Yeah, probably not. They'll probably say, yeah, you're too old. You can be a janitor or something. You know, so. No. Well, I want to thank you very much for coming on, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, website. Tell everybody your website.
Yes, my website is www.piperbatemanmusic.com. I also have a Facebook page, Piper Bateman Music, and my Instagram is Piper Bateman as well.
And so, no Spotify or nothing yet, right?
Not yet, but keep an eye out.
This year.
Keep an ear out.
Keep an eye and ear out. You got to see it first.
True,
so.
Very true.
Seriously, thanks a lot for coming on, and glad I featured you just in time, right before the holidays.
Yeah.
Because I had no idea that you were living down in Nashville.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
and
that's awesome.
It's like, that's why I said, you know, would you like to come on the podcast? And you said, well, I'll be up. Huh?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay, great, cool. That works. I'd love to get some more musicians on here as well.
Yeah.
I have to get a hold of Chris, actually, Monahan.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's not living down in Nashville.
He is, yeah. He's in Nashville, too. He moved there before I did. Yeah.
I thought he was still in high school.
He moved right after high school.
Really? High school, yeah.
Now, Trish isn't down there with him, is she? She's still up here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Man, all you guys moving down to Nashville.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, thanks again. And if you'd like to be on the Harford County Living Podcast, it is free to come on. Definitely give us a call, 443-982-0250, or email podcast@harfordcountyliving.com. PiperBatemanMusic.com. Check it out. You know, and soon you'll see her on stage with Chris Stapleton, I guarantee it.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Time is running out. If you haven't gone online and voted in the Harford County Living Community Choice Awards yet, do so. You have up until February 28th. You could pick things such as, what is your favorite local ice cream stop? What is your favorite local coffee place? Who is your favorite local radio personality? Keep in mind, the key word here is local. And when I say local, we mean local. None of these franchises, so I'm not going to mention any names here, but you know the deal. Support local. That's the key. That's why we do this. So go on HarfordCountyLiving.com. You have until February 28th to vote for your favorites.